of the House Geeks Real Estate Show is sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. I'm Kirk Duckwall. Joining me is Chad Vandelot. And we have a special guest today, Rich Grainer from Good Life Consultants. Thank you so much for coming in, Rich.
It's my pleasure.
So today we are going to be talking about pre-planning for an estate and a little bit about the team that it actually takes to do this. And people wonder, oh, why would we be bringing in a funeral planning director, consultant into a real estate show? I like to think of it as, you know, his job is the title company of that process. And what do a lot of estates involve? They involve the sale of real estate and planning for that as well. So, you know, I think it does directly tie into, you know, what we do as House Geeks as we deal with this and we see the implications of somebody who doesn't plan and does not figure out this. And we talk about it all the time on this show about starting early and, you know, getting your ducks in a row. And it's been a pain point for us as we see when people come to us with an estate property that they need to sell that they may have not been guided correctly in the right places to help with that process.
Yeah, I think the main two goals of having Rich on here is to help families maybe save a little bit more of their money and make this less of an emotional process.
Well, at least take some of the emotion away from the real estate side. Obviously, any time that you're dealing with this, there's going to be that. But, you know, to try to go at it level-headed and figure out ahead of time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just kind of wanted to get into this because, this is a big thing. And just like we go at home buying or home selling, this is a big thing a lot of people don't necessarily think about, and they're afraid to think about it.
Well, that's but just when people say, I want to sell my house, all right, I'm done. I'm going to sell my house. But there's a lot more in it. And if you're going to do it correctly, to call up professionals just like yourselves that am I getting a good person? Can I trust with what you're going to say? Where do I do my research when I do my due diligence? You've put yourselves out there with this radio show online for people to find out about you. And and you've earned the trust of other professionals. And it is something to get referred by them time and time again. And that's how people will find out about myself, is that different funeral providers, different attorneys, guardians, conservators, different professionals in so many different realms of life will say, hey, have you ever thought about pre-planning or pre-funding a funeral? It's a guaranteed event for each and every single one of us, and it's going to cost you some money. And while it is an emotional task, without question, it is something that many people want to procrastinate at.
I'm sorry. I'm going to freeze myself and launch into space.
And it is a request by many people, and it's quite expensive. But if that's what you want, we can have a lipstick a tube of your cremated remains shot into space.
SpaceX is bringing that cost down, you know? I'm hoping.
But either way, to plan that, and then to have your the people that are here after your death to actually execute your plan. And to do that properly, it's got to be documented. Because just because you said it, it'd be like me saying, hey, you know what? I bought a Powerball ticket last night. I'm going to win tomorrow. So
when I win,
worry. That's right. It's all done. I don't know why we need to be concerned about anything else. But even with that, just think of getting that lump sum of money, all the consequences that will come about that. We don't think of that. We just think of having that beautiful new house, that new car, a great, easy life. And that's not always what happens because people haven't planned properly. Mm-hmm. And just like in a home, when you guys are suggesting to stage a home or to clean the clutter. I want to help families get through the clutter as well when pre-planning a funeral. One of the biggest things that we do is get your biographical information. Tell me a little bit about who you are, what you've done in your lifetime, what is important to you, so that I can pass that on to your survivors. And we can do it before you die, so that your survivors also have an input in this as well. For instance, Mom and dad come in, and they give me a call, and we sit down and create a funeral prearrangement. Well, what is that? They're thinking, hey, I know I'm going to die. I'm getting close to retirement. I want to have this checked off of my to-do list. I want that this is one less thing that my family has to be concerned with. When I am going on my different vacation trips, when I go down south to Arizona or Texas or Florida for these Minnesota winters, I have one less thing to be worried about, how to get my body back here to Minnesota, what my family is going to do. Am I going to ship my body back here, or could I be just simply cremated in the southern states and then have a memorial back up here in Minnesota? Can I have a memorial in both places? Absolutely. But to have that discussion and to know, what am I asking? And so a part of that is to get your biographical information. That's information that will go on to a death certificate. It's information that how our state of Minnesota, like each state, finds out about what did you do in for a living. When you hear these statistics that so many people in retail die of cancer, and you think, well, do I really want to work in retail? And people go, who's counting this? Well, that information is got from the death certificate information. I sell real estate for a living. What's the cause of death for realtors? Do you know?
Heart attack.
And that is heart failure in our country is the number one cause of death, believe it or not. So welcome to the club. And then also, how important is your religion in your life? I mean, is that going to be a factor? Why do we have funerals? Why is it important? And as I tell families, we are truly a gift of God. Otherwise, call Allied Waste. Have them collect your body almost like that Monty Python movie, and then bring out your dead. But with that, that's why funeral homes exist. They're there to take care of somebody after death. But before death, that's where I come into somebody's life and help them pre-plan and find out what is indeed important. Do they want to have a visitation with their body present? Do they want to have just their family view them before earth burial or cremation? You know, what options do we have of caring for the dead? It is not just as simple as one might think. As we've discussed before in other meetings, people will ask me, Rich, how much is a funeral? I don't know that answer. It's like, how much is my house going to sell?
Hey, how much is a new kitchen going to cost me?
Exactly. Right. That's right. And I want to put a value to it, but I want to put a realistic value to that funeral, that once we put in all the elements of it, now we have a good cost.
Right. And so, you know, talking about cost, and we'll get more into the cost as we get deeper into the show. But, you know, how is that going to be paid for is one of the things. And so, you know, this asset that we talk about as the biggest asset most people ever have in their life, their house that they have, you know, that is a piece of the discussion. And what's going to be done with that, and how does it work? So, you know, you kind of took away one of my questions, is why do pre-planning? You covered that very well. But, you know, people sometimes wait too long to do this. And, you know, this is something we run into all the time.
Yeah, we run into this all the time in real estate. And if you've watched a number of our shows, we tend to talk about estate properties oftentimes as being a place where you might find a little better deal. And oftentimes it's because maybe there's wood floors underneath the red carpet, and all you have to do is take up that red carpet to expose some beautiful red floor or beautiful wood floors. But in the pictures, people see these bright red carpets and they won't go to see the house. It's probably because the heirs have been tasked with making a bunch of decisions at a very emotional time, and they're tired and wore out, and they just want to get it over with.
They didn't talk about the simple things that you could do ahead of time to, when it is time for a loved one to move on to assisted living, or if they passed away, here's how you can get this house ready and not have it be that deal downer property that we see so often with buyers.
And this is exactly why we brought Richard in too, because he can come in and remove more of that more of those decisions by having the pre-planning and pre-funding in place. So hopefully you can keep more of your money, have it planned out, and make better decisions easier at that stage.
So, Rich.
But just as daunting as that is with somebody looking at selling a home, and you just said that if we haven't prepared properly, we're not going to get as much for this house sale as possible. But to bring in professionals like yourselves to say, here's how we can do it, and don't worry, let us put that on our back. Let us use our experience, our knowledge to help you sell this home. My goal is to say, let me help you create this funeral that is not only going to celebrate a life lived, but we're doing so in a non-emotional time, that mm-hmm. you are not hopefully near death.
Excellent
that
point.
You are not on your way to having a transplant. You are not concerned about your health. That this is just trying to be prudent, not only with your dollars, but with your wishes, and to give your family a direction on how to follow and what is important, that they're not spending too much, say, on a casket or an urn, or they're not providing a service that doesn't relate to you or what you value. And I love to do it and having a good discussion with the families long before any death, so that there is no worries, no concerns about what they're looking at for the future. There's no surprises around mm-hmm. the corner.
So you kind of jumped onto my, you know, that we run into this too, somebody trying to do it on their own. And we, you know, mm-hmm. I want to get into that a little bit when we come back. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. You can also follow us on Facebook. Just type in House Geeks, look for the little house with glasses. Check us out online at housegeeks.com. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall from the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. As many of you may know, home values are up for the fifth straight year in our area. Are you now thinking about selling and curious what your home is worth in today's seller's market? Then check out HouseGeeks.com. At HouseGeeks.com, you will find the best free home evaluation tools in the Twin Cities. You will also find many other great resources for tracking our market or just your local neighborhood. Again, that is at HouseGeeks.com.
The Blue State Ball is back. Hi, it's Mike McEntee. AM 950's annual get-together of like-minded progressives is March 10th at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. And I will be there and look forward to talking with you. But we've got much bigger stars on the program. The voices you hear here every day, Tom Hartman, Norman Goldman, and of course, our own Matt McNeil. Plus, expect lots of big-name political guests and candidates. It's always a great time, and tickets are on sale now at am950radio.com. Come join us and celebrate the resistance and the excitement building towards the 2018 elections. General admission is just $35 and gets you in at 7 p.m. or come early at 5:30 p.m. with a VIP ticket for $100. Drop by and say hi to me, Matt, Norman, and Tom. The Blue State Ball is March 10th. Get tickets at am950radio.com and be part of the progressive voice of Minnesota.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA Burn Wise campaign. It has important information about clean burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
You're listening to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today we're talking about pre-planning for an estate. We have Rich Grainer. Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
I did. From Good Life Consultants, talking about, you know, getting ready, preparing for what happens to all of us, unless I get my bio-freezing thing that I hope to have happen. But, you know, one of the things that we deal with in the real estate world is we see these estate sales and that people just don't plan. They don't figure this out. And I know when we were putting together a show, we talked about those the people that try to do it on their own. We run into this with buyers and then, of course, the for sale by owners. And we see what we call the failure rate, you know, of how often that actually works well. You know, trying to save money. And you had mentioned that by the time they come to you, maybe they set themselves up with a lot of things they maybe they went down the wrong paths.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the people that get the greatest benefit are the ones that are the most unselfish and just do the pre-planning because they believe it is a good thing to do, that they want to help out their family by giving them at minimum just the instructions to follow what to do after my death so that there are no surprises, so that when their Johnny or Susie, their son or daughter, are the death is put in front of them, that they are not scratching their head and saying, where do we begin? What do we do? And then if they would find some letters or other documents in mom and dad's private stash in their little safe in their bedroom underneath the bed, and they find out later, it's like, oh, I want to be earth buried. I want to be placed in XYZ cemetery, and I want to have ABC funeral home take care of me. And they didn't know that. And when they called a different funeral provider and they chose not to bury a mom and or dad and they placed them on their mantle, now they've got that grief or that concern of like, how do I cope? And so one of the greatest things is to, I tell people, give that gift of information, even if you're not going to be putting monies away at this time. And maybe I want to wait until I sell my home because then I know I'm going to come into some monies and I can use that for this. And it's a great use of that money. Mm-hmm. Why? Once you put that money away for a funeral service, it does not count as an asset when done properly against you. However, I've got families, as you say, the do-it-yourselfers that say, don't worry, Rich. I went to my bank or my credit union and I put in $10,000 or $15,000 or $6,000 into an account. I called it my funeral account. It's there. I don't have to worry about it. Yet, you're still paying tax on that right. income earned at all times, and it is still an asset. It can be lost. When we put it into an irrevocable funeral account in your name, you still own it. It is still your money. The only difference is where you could have gone to your funeral account that was in the bank or the credit union, you could still spend it, take it out, and say, hey, I want to go on a vacation. I want to buy a nice car. I want to redo my kitchen or a bathroom. When we put it into a proper funeral account, you will never, ever see that money again. And while that sounds daunting to some people, that's a great thing because, again, we're never going to get out of this world alive. And it is going to cost something to care for us. I had a gentleman a few years back, 103 years old, give me a call. Now, I'm presuming he wants to call and make a funeral prearrangement for himself. And yet, no, it was for his fourth wife, who happened to be 20 years his junior and was sick. And he says, could I come in to meet with you? And I said, sure. And so he comes in, and yet I have six other people that come in with him. And I find out that these are his three sons with their wives. And they all come in to make sure that I'm not going to take advantage of their dad. And I thought, well, it's very nice. And it's very admirable. They all want to be involved in this process. And yet there must have been a skirmish on the way over. because Dad had his own ideas of what he would like to do for his wife. And yet the kids, oh, no, Dad, I don't know that that's important. Oh, I think we can do this. No, we don't have to do that. Don't worry, Dad, I will get a casket online. And he says, no, I want to do it this way. When he came in, you could just see that he was flustered. He was frustrated. In fact, he was almost acting like a little kid, like, I don't want to be here anymore, and let's just go home. But they did come in to meet with me, and once we got all seated around a table, I look at him, and he is just grumbling. The kids are grumbling at him, and it's not a pretty situation. And I looked to him, and I said, you know, it looks like you don't want to be here. He looks at me, he says, wow, we got a real smart cookie here, don't we? And I think, how do I move on from this? And being at 103 years old, there's not many financial institutions that want your money anymore. There's no place to invest that money. Your life expectancy is long gone. And yet, he goes, well, why wouldn't you want to be with me? And I said, you're too old for me. All right, I would rather be talking to your children. And he says, huh. Well, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for them. Talk. I want you to plan each one of their funerals. And the kids, oh, don't, Dad, we're here for you. We're not here for ourselves. Dad, you need to take care of this. And yet Dad says, no. I want to hear what you value for each and every one of your funerals. So, indeed, he would not move one thing until I talked to his three sons and his daughter-in-laws. We did. We created those six prearrangements right then and there. After we were done, Dad says, here's what I want you to do for my wife. Kid, I liked what you did for yourself there. I never knew about that florist. I want you to use them for me. Oh, by the way, do you think your pastor would allow me into the church? I've always liked that church, and I like when you take me there for Christmas and Easter. So can we use that facility? And he was excited. Do you think my wife, because his fourth wife was not their mom, do you think that they would allow her in there as well? And, well, yes, Dad, of course. And he says, terrific. We have it done. Kid, looking at me, what do we need to do? I took down his biographical information. Information that goes on a death certificate, like your birth date, social security number, your parents' names, what you've done for a living. And he gives me that information. I collected all of that from his kids. And he says, now, by the way, you figure out how much this is going to cost. I will take care of all eight of these funerals. So this man took it upon himself, only coming in to do one prearrangement, right, as I dictated or I understood for his wife that happened to be sick. And by the time we were done, everybody was on the same page and they were very happy. They were all appreciative of, wow, this was almost painless. And yet just the thought of it is almost sickening. I mean, people come in sweats. And that's why I'm happy to come to their homes to visit with them in their comfortable environment, that I can show you things online. I can show you catalogs of any merchandise that you need. But more importantly, I want to create a service that has meaning to not only you, so that you have peace of mind while you live, but more importantly, to your survivors. Because that is indeed the funeral, is how do we cope without my loved one in my life anymore.
You mentioned something really interesting when we first started talking about how marriage counseling used to be the number one needed psychological service, and in short time that will become grief counseling. So I imagine one of the services you can provide too is to point somebody in the right direction, maybe for grief counseling, which is becoming more and more important.
Well, I know I want to, when we come back from the commercial break, is talk more about putting together that team, you know, and as I said before, you're the person juggling all of this, and you know how to handle it, and putting the people that are trying to plan this in touch with the right folks. Kind of go from there. Talk a little bit about the cost and what to avoid. Some things that may be more predatory, which we talk about on this show, how to stay away from some of the things that may be more of a scam.
Understood.
That are out there. So we'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
Hey. Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Hey Minnesota, Norman Goldman here. The furniture business is one of those industries that's full of fake sales and false discounts. This is the age of the hashtag illegitimate fake president, and haven't you been lied to enough? That's why you need to check out Habitation Furnishing and Design. Habitation offers some of the coolest furniture in Minneapolis at fair prices every day. No fake sales, no phony discounts, just honest, intriguing, and really unique furniture. Check out Habitation on Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park or visit HabitationDesign.com.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at SummitStagingLLC.com. That's SummitStagingLLC.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall from the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. As many of you may know, home values are up for the fifth straight year in our area. Are you now thinking about selling and curious what your home is worth in today's seller's market? Then check out HouseGeeks.com. At HouseGeeks.com, you will find the best free home evaluation tools in the Twin Cities. You will also find many other great resources for tracking our market or just your local neighborhood. Again, that is at HouseGeeks.com.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turmer. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 42, and we could see wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow there's a chance of snow with a high near 21, and Tuesday possible more snow with a high near 20. The Bad Waitress in Northeast Minneapolis is a bit more grown up than its sister on Nicollet. This finer diner vibe has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu. The Bad Waitress buys organic and local, and you can visit them at 700 Central Avenue in Northeast Minneapolis or online at thebadwaitress.com.
You're listening to House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. Today we have Rich Grainer in studio, Good Life Consulting, talking about estate pre-planning and how that ties into real estate. And when we left off with talking a little bit about the team, having the right team in place. And I know from talking to you, you have a ton of resources as to the different pieces of this pie. Because when somebody comes in, they're coming to you to look for guidance on that. And so what are some of those different pieces outside of the services that you provide that you see that are needed and some recommendations on that?
Well, when you talk to my children, I do know it all. But when it comes to the rest of life, I do work with other professionals because there is no way that any one of us knows it all. Even with the advent of the almighty search engine, how does it apply with us? Because we are all unique beings, what do we bring to the table that adds a little wrench, adds a little hiccup? Just as we're dealing with the computer, in life, we're dealing with all kinds of different things that may come into a place. I don't expect to die until I am well past my into my 80s. And yet, all of a sudden at 55, I die. What is my wife left with? You know, because we didn't plan for what is a guaranteed event. And some of those great people, when we first get married, even getting married, we look to our pastor or our priest to help guide us, to our parents. Hey, you two have been together. What makes something work? We look to our friends, and we're always asking for help. So now in the rest of life, I enjoy being a member of the South St. Paul Lions. I belong to the Sarah Club. I belong to a lot of parents at our children's school. All of these different factions bring other people into your lives. Don't be afraid to ask them questions. But if it is not their profession, take it with a little bit of a grain of salt. But bring in professionals that do know exactly what to do. That just like we had talked about earlier, about people doing their due diligence and looking to yourselves when they're looking at buying or selling their a home. When people are looking to me, oftentimes they wouldn't know that I even exist if it weren't be for other professionals, say like elder law attorneys, that their job is to take all of what you have, whether it be your insurance, your retirement plans, your home, and try to build maybe a trust is a best resource to put all of those in. So you no longer own them, but the trust itself does. But it protects it from being counted as an asset. It protects it that it may be able to be better perpetuated down the road and be there for your children. Funeral service. When we have the instructions, I get the instructions. I put a value to everything. I mean, a funeral is built up of three different areas. One, the professional services of the funeral director and its staff, from just their basic services, just walking into that funeral home, having them available 24/7. The embalming of a body. I love how our law says that except in special circumstances, embalming is not required. And yet, embalming is required anytime we have a public visitation. Now, you are allowed in our state to use dry ice, or if you're going to keep the body at home until the actual day of services, you're allowed to do that, again, if you keep the body cool. But other than that, anytime we have a public service, a public visitation, it isn't required to have the embalming. That's part of those professional service fees from any funeral.
You don't do that on your own?
No. We can. I mean, I'm licensed to do so, and I still help out just to keep my skills up. But that is not something we just do. We wait till after death. It is mandatory that we make sure that you've died before.
So the Monty Python, the one where the live transplant.
No,
The meaning of life. Okay. Yes, yeah. That's if you haven't caught that, highly recommend.
Well, no, and that's good. And then just even having the funeral directors present at the service, whether the service be at the funeral home itself, or whether it be in your church or synagogue or a temple, or we've had funerals that they've just asked the funeral directors to help coordinate. And where I was in a Hawaiian shirt, and we were at a park, and you know, there was no body present. It was an urn, but the family says, we want to be there to have fun and celebrate our loved one's life. We just want you to be there to make sure that there's still some semblance. It's not just chaos. And so the funeral home has a charge for that. Their use of their vehicles, whether it be their hearse or their service vehicle. But all of that is their professional service fees. That's one segment of what goes into the cost of a funeral. The next is the merchandise. A casket for the body, an urn for the cremated remains. There, when we get to the cemetery, most of the cemeteries require an outer burial container. That is a rectangular container that will hold a coffin, kind of like Count Dracula, perpendicular to your right body, a casket, a rectangular box. A lot of people don't know that there is actually a difference. Whether you purchased it online, which has not always been the great thing. We get to so many families that get these scratch and dents, and they go, well, we don't want this. And then they're left holding the bag because the funeral's already been scheduled. I always tell the funeral homes, let them order. Let them take that on. But we are a society that loves buying online. And so I say that's a part of funeral service nowadays. And whether or not you purchased something from the funeral home, it's still part of the costs that make up the funeral itself. And that outer burial container is holds that casket or holds that urn so that when we walk over a grave or when we have the heavy equipment drive over, there's not going to be a sink hole. And so that's another requirement. And it either can be just a grave liner, just something very simple, just to hold up the earth, or a vault, something airtight and water resistant.
Right.
My own dad says, hey, Rich, when I die, throw me in a hefty cinch sack, throw some dirt on top of it and call it good. And my mother, you better doggone well put me into Fort Knox before you throw any dirt on top of me or have any bug get close to me. It's only the hand of God that gets to me. That's a vault, airtight, water resistant. And either one, wherever you value, we can provide for that. But just that one decision is usually anywhere from about $1,000 to well over $11,000 just for that one box. And then it's a cemetery requirement, not a state requirement that those are needed. And then it is the cash advanced items, items outside of the funeral home's purview that from just the cost of a grave itself or the opening and closing of that grave, the digging of the hole and filling the a grave back in after the a body or the cremated remains have been placed in there. The florist, how much do you want to spend on flowers for yourself? What stipends do you want to give to your pastor or your priest or your elder that is presiding over the funeral? The musicians that may be involved. It could be as simple as a soloist and an organist. But we have guitarists, we have harpists, we have accordion players, we have bagpipers, and the list goes on. Rich, can we bring in our own music? Absolutely. And even sound systems have become more prevalent in funeral homes all over. You've got how much do you want to spend on lunch? There are still the little church ladies that will provide you the turkey and ham sandwiches, but others will go well out that we're spending $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 just on the food alone for funerals. And so when you put all of this together, you can look at even if I was simply cremated and I had to have a memorial service and I had a little reception to follow, people are anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 in this area. I want a full funeral. I can be from anywhere from about $10,000 to $20,000. Now, can I get it for a lot less? Can I get it for a lot more? Without question. It is the elements that you put in there. Some are legal that we need to have as part of it, and some are just your personal preference.
You had mentioned elder law, which is something that I had not really heard before. I've always thought of estate attorneys. What's the difference between an elder law and estate?
The elder laws, as I know it, because I am not an attorney, but I like playing with each and every one of them.
you slept in a Holiday Inn Express last
that's
night?
That's right, yeah. Exactly. Is that elder law attorneys, one of the first elder law attorneys that I met was Stuart Schmitz, Jeff Schmidt. When I got to meet with them, I asked them the same question. What do you do, and why is it of value to talk with you? And I didn't stop there. I went to Francis Long and Catherine Rear, and went to all of these elder law attorneys, not knowing that they even talk with one another. I just wanted to find out, what do you do for a family? And as I started to say earlier on, is they bring in all the ingredients in somebody's life and says, we can protect them this way. Or they let you know there is no way to protect them because in our state, we have a 5-year look back period of how you move assets. So whether it be your home, whether it be a bank account, whether it be an IRA, an annuity, life insurance policies, all of these have some value. How can we either take the value away from them so they're not counted as an asset, and then that means that nobody can take them away from you, or how can we best protect them? Well, depending on how much money you have and what you're needing in life will have an effect on that. And a good elder law attorney before death is somebody that is excellent in helping put all of that together to say, we can help preserve this much money or make it last this much longer. An estate attorney, as I understand, is special. They can help you before death as well to say, hey, let's plan your vast estate, so much like an elder law attorney. But even afterwards, and I know elder law attorneys will help you even afterwards, but estate is that, how do we settle this? You know,
right,
what
okay.
do we do?
So it's one's more of a pre, the other's close
that's
to
how
post.
I understand it. They may argue when they come back in here. we'll take care of all your needs. That's how I've looked at them. But I refer a laundry list of elder law attorneys or estate planners to families because I don't know it all. It's with other fellow insurance agents that I want other insurance agents to work with families. Because as much as I know, I also know that when you get into other plans or how are they established, how does that interact with one decision? Because every decision has a consequence.
Right.
My goal is to make it a most positive consequence for the families that I'm serving. So then you've got the financial planners. These are the people that deal with equities, their stocks, and such. How do they have an effect on it? They don't necessarily plan that you're going to be impoverished one day and may have to apply for medical assistance or Medicaid of benefits. Their goal is to say, hey, no matter what the markets do, we think that we've got you in a good cross-section of investments, that you're always going to have some money. But the reality is that not everybody does, or things always work out just the way you plan. I've had many a multimillionaire that has gone through all of their assets just because of the cost of health care in somebody's life, because of a spouse or a parent. And then they're caught because then all of a sudden they are the ones calling you and saying, we got to put up our mom and dad's house for sale, and we need to do it quickly. How do we get that best return? And they may have somebody else from our government saying, you need to do it super fast.
Right.
And that's where you call and say, hey, where can I get to somebody like yourselves, another professional, to help work within this? So we all have our little bit, piece of that pie, and that pie is our lives. And we just want to take care of people so that they are taken care of in the best way possible, just as if we were taking care of ourselves.
When we come back from the break, I want to get into a little bit more about, you know, the farther, sooner that you can start this process with us and having that conversation, how we can assist in that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, try to keep the computer cool so we don't have a crash again, and we'll be right back.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace and air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years, so if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make, so keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
Hey Minnesota, Norman Goldman here. The furniture business is one of those industries that's full of fake sales and false discounts. This is the age of the hashtag illegitimate fake president, and haven't you been lied to enough? That's why you need to check out Habitation Furnishing and Design. Habitation offers some of the coolest furniture in Minneapolis at fair prices every day. No fake sales, no phony discounts, just honest, intriguing, and really unique furniture. Check out Habitation on Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park or visit HabitationDesign.com.
Tom Harmon here, letting you know that better energy is finally affordable. With All Energy Solar, Minnesota's number one local home solar provider, you can go solar with little or no money down. Qualified property owners could even see a return on investment in less than 1 year. Xcel Energy's Solar Rewards Incentive Program is available first come, first serve, and federal tax credits are available for a very limited time. Schedule your free solar assessment today. Visit allenergysolar.com. That's allenergysolar.com.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. If you have any questions for us after the show, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. All right. So today we have Rich Grainer in studio, Good Life Consulting, and we are talking about estate planning, pre-planning, and you know why that makes such a difference. So I wanted to kind of briefly get into why and how, or how it's beneficial, why it's beneficial, you know, to reach out to us as real estate agents at the same time that you're starting to think about this. And we're going to talk shortly about the asset protection as to when you do sell a home, what can be done to help protect that. But, you know, getting into the part of the main reason is that longer, the more time that we have, the more time we can talk and spend on getting that home ready to maximize that sale price. As we talked about earlier in the show, one of the biggest things that we see, you know, representing on the buyer side is that people don't do this. So what do we get? We get a listing that has a bunch of stuff that's still in it that we're walking through with our buyers. The pictures looked horrible online. It wasn't cleaned ahead of time. The maintenance has been lacking because somebody had been, you know, pushed on to or forced into assisted living. And so it's just the property's not been taken care of. And if we have this conversation right away, or as soon as possible, when it looks like, hey, we do want to talk about getting ready to sell, or yes, we did just have somebody go into assisted living and we need to do this, you know, hey, we can get you in front of, talking about building those teams, get you in front of somebody who can maintain the yard, who can make sure the snow is being removed, who can get out there and get the home cleaned and ready. We have stagers that can come in and bring in all the staging furniture to make it look like the showpiece. You know, look, make the home look like it did probably at the time they moved in and had bought the place, instead of what looks like a distressed property, a foreclosure property, short sale, whatever it might be. And what do you see? What is the upside? The upside is 20%. 10 to 20% more that they're going to get for just taking those little steps. So people, they don't think, you know, they think, oh, the cost of having somebody go out and mow the lawn and the cost of having cleaners come out. You know, I know with, like, sometimes I'll have a contractor come out and do a little work, and he'll be fine with being paid once the home actually sells. So maybe the family doesn't have money right away. Mm-hmm. But that's something where if somebody's talking to us, we can get them in front of these people to help with this. Because when you're talking about 20%, 10 to 20% on a single family home with the average home price, $200,000+, that's a lot of money. So, you know, it pays dearly to make sure that you start this process early, just like it sounds like with you, to start that process early with us. And if we do our job correctly, now there's going to be a lot more money that needs to be taken care of. And you had mentioned asset protection.
Well, just on lines with that, you bring such a tangible with that trust and with other professionals coming into play, just that people had no idea that I'm going to call an attorney. Attorneys are they're on an island, and if they're not, they should be. All right. And so it is something that when you have somebody else say, no, they're not such bad people. Well, realtors are not that far off. You're almost scary being. It's like, oh, how much is this going to cost? But what we forget to ask ourselves, what's the cost of not calling somebody like yourself? And then somebody that has the reputation that we can trust, that if you've got providers, just like you had said with some of your contractors, that are willing to be compensated after the sale of a house, that means that they trust that you are going to sell that house. All right. Well, when you do sell that house, and especially if you've got another 10 or 20% of equity built into that, what do you do to protect it? Well, one of those things is to protect that into some good proper funeral funding. And how do we use that? We use whole life insurance that nobody can touch. All right. We irrevocably assign it. It is payable to any funeral provider. So when you walk into any funeral home in the world, this is considered like cash in hand. And that is priceless. But long before your death, nothing can get done unless we plan the funeral and we create an estimate of costs. And of that estimate of costs, those professional service fees, the merchandise, the cash advances, when we create that and bring up a total, that is what allows us to shelter dime one away. And when we put that away, even if the worst case scenario would hit, that you run out of assets, that you plan that you did may never wanted to, but you have to apply for medical assistance or an elderly waiver benefit, some benefit from our government, all right, part of what our taxes go into, that you are now able to benefit from that they will pay for your care. But that means that you have no more than up to $3,000 in liquid assets.
Right.
And then that allows, but to shelter and get you down to that, we can put monies away for your funeral, your spouse's funeral. Your siblings, we can put money away for their burial space items, for your children and their spouses. And it's something that people don't know about and don't always take advantage of. And our government simply says we allow that because we don't want them to be coming and looking for a quote-unquote county burial down the road. And the county, when we hear a county burial, don't think that our government is paying for your entire funeral. That, yep, I want to have a beautiful casket just like Ronald Reagan. I want to be in a burial vault just like Rich Grainer's mom. I want to, go and have a mass at the cathedral. And then I'm going to a big cemetery and a Lakewood Cemetery over in Minneapolis. And cost is no options. Why? Because our government is going to pay for it. No, the government gives us a finite amount of monies. The funeral homes, if they're even still accepting that, only get maybe a couple of dollars, or they lose money on the transaction. The cemeteries, you still have to pay for that outer burial container, the casket, or an urn, still then maybe another outer burial container. And then what are you going to have if you have a service, those other costs? The government does not pay for any of that. And so one thing that good proper planning and the pre-funding shelters that, so no matter what happens to you in life, you will always have a funeral that reflects your life.
Right. And I know that you can also have, you know, there's gifting rules that are in place. And that's a whole nother show. And, I know we talked about getting some estate or elder planning attorneys in here to hash it out. But and to talk about that, because there are protections. I mean, somebody may be walking away with a few $100,000 from the sale. And how do you get that out with?
Yeah. Yeah. The only, so, we've got that 5-year look back period as we're discussing. So just because you say, hey, we're allowed to gift so many thousands of dollars each and every year, that doesn't come into play when we're trying to protect for medical assistance or elderly waiver.
Right. Maybe it's 5 years. So you this is planning way out. And that's the thing. You want to start this process really early and think about this because it is important. It can have serious implications. Thank you again, Rich, for coming in. Once again, he's with Good Life Consulting, 651-290-9703, 651-290-9703. If you have any questions for us, check us out online at housegeeks.com. We'll be back next week.